Bitachin for Life, Shiur number 153, Wednesday, Parshas Shoftim. We are talking about tikva, about hoping for Hashem. Now, one of the beautiful things about tikva is that it's endless. Meaning the pasuk says, Kaveh al Hashem, chazak v'yameitz libecha v'kaveh al Hashem. The pasuk says, hope for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yeshua. Strengthen your heart and hope again for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yeshua. And as we begin Chodesh Elul, we will get more accustomed to this pasuk. Because Elul is about Emunah and Betachin that we will, Emirat Hashem, discuss. And the final message when we discuss Emunah and Betachin is the concept of hope. Because as long as a person can feel hope, he is connected to Hashem. So let's explain. What does it mean, Kaveh al Hashem, Chazak v'yametz libecha v'kaveh al Hashem? Sometimes a person has hope for a Yeshua and he doesn't see the Yeshua. Either he doesn't see the Yeshua right away, or sometimes, Chas v'Shalom, he never sees the Yeshua. And that can be very disheartening. And then a person, Chas v'Shalom, can lose hope. And that's what the pasuk is teaching you. Not always are you guaranteed a Yeshua, like we explained. A person is only guaranteed a Yeshua if he is 100% certain that he will see the Yeshua, which we'll, Emir Tzashem, elaborate on a little bit further. But for right now, we have to understand that we are not guaranteed a Yeshua. The more effort we put into Betachin, the bigger chance we will see the Yeshua. And Betachin is the most powerful way to get a Yeshua. But a guarantee is only if your Betachin is guaranteed. So let's focus on Kivui, which is the third level of Betachin. A person hopes for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yeshua. We have to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have to send the Yeshua the way we perceive it. So let's say a person is struggling with Parnasa, he doesn't have a job. The first thing he has to realize is that his job is not necessarily the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send him Parnasa. He has to hope for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yeshua. Yes, he does his ishtadlus, and he tries to find the proper job, or he tries to go to his boss to get a raise, whatever the situation is. But ultimately, he's hoping for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yeshua. But he's not hoping in the sense that he's bitsar and he feels terrible and he feels constrained. He opens up his heart and he feels hope for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yeshua. He feels HaKadosh Baruch Hu's endless love for him. And he knows that Emir Tzashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to save him, and he hopes for that. Yes, he's not certain of that, because we're still only in the third level of Betachin, but he hopes for the Yeshua. Now, very important, he doesn't have to hope for a specific Yeshua. He just has to hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send him his Parnasa, however Hashem wants to send it to him. That is the beauty of hope. Hope is a general feeling. So you just close your eyes and you say, I have no idea how I'm getting my Parnasa, but I hope, Emir Tzashem, amikavet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Emir Tzashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send me the Yeshua. And that's why the pasuk says, Chazak v'yametz libecha. Even if you don't see the Yeshua, Rachmana Litzlan, still never ever give up hope. Still hope. Hope in other scenarios, or even in this scenario, even though you don't see a way out. Continue your hope for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And sometimes it's difficult. And that's why the Torah says, Chazak v'yametz libecha. Strengthen yourself. But don't give up hope. Hope for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Do your hishtadlus, but hope for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when a person has hope, there is always hope. It is up to us to decide the Yeshua. When we have kivui, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds. When we can strengthen ourselves and hope for Hashem's Yeshua, we have a very strong chance that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will, Emir Tzashem, send us the Yeshua.